AFL Nation for McDonald's. Get into Macca's today for hot, juicy, tasty burgers made with 100% Aussie beef and Liquorland. Always great value.
Friday night footy on AFL Nation for Beaumont Tiles, Australia's biggest.
There was a few meows coming out of the crowd yesterday. Why is that and why is it so related to you?
Oh, look, I think I'm just a bit of a different cat, pardon the pun. Yeah, I don't know, I don't take myself too seriously.
And I like the fact that you're honest and open about the fact that you are a weird cat.
Oh, I suppose I've always had a little bit of it in me. I think probably as of recent times, last year and a bit, it's sort of come out and I suppose, yeah, I've sort of just, yeah, embraced it.
Xavier O'Halloran, who's going to make his debut tonight in conversation there with Phil Davis. So his nickname's Meow because he's a strange cat.
He's a strange cat. I think Dylan Buckley has had a big influence on him when in his time there, encouraging him to express himself and own his true identity. And apparently he's a weird cat. And when the announcement was made to the players he was playing, there was all these meows. So Phil Davis interviewed him and explained a little bit of why.
Should we learn more about him? I think we must. The head of football at GWS is Jason McCartney. Jason, welcome to AFL Nation.
Good evening, gents. How are you going?
Did that put a smile on your face?
It certainly did. I don't care how weird he is. He's tough and he's powerful and we're looking forward to his debut. And he's a great kid. Knew him for a while living in Essendon when I was in Melbourne, and my son's playing down at St Bernard's, so he's a local St Bernard's product. So I know everyone will be watching keenly there from Essendon, St Bernard's footy club and school tonight. But yeah, he's earned the right. He's had a fantastic couple of months in the match practice we've had for the non-selected players. So he's well and truly ready to step into the AFL scene tonight.
Hey, Jason, good evening. One question Phil Davis didn't ask him in the clip, and maybe you'll know, is whether he actually barracked for Essendon, because, as you said, a really strong tie to the club or to the area, and now comes up against them tonight in his debut game.
It's a good question, Hutto. Someone might have mentioned that. I'm not exactly sure, but I know myself growing up a Mad Keaton Bomber supporter back in the day. Once you cross the line, you go pretty hard. So if he was, that was great then, but it's now and he's a giant. So we look forward to him butting heads with someone maybe who could have been his idols.
So how has he won his place? It's not the easiest environment just playing against teammates routinely, is it?
It hasn't been too bad for us, to be honest. We've probably had 7 weeks where we've played. Look, we have played the Swans probably 4 or 5 times. But with the hub situation in New South Wales for that period of time, we had the 2 games against Hawthorn, which was great. And today we played Essendon, which was, look, it was Essendon. I think there was 5 from Richmond there, and there might have been a Gold Coast Sun running around as well. So we've had pretty good numbers with our player availability. So I know some clubs have been stuck with sort of 11 on 11, 12 on 12, but we've generally been around that 15 to 17 mark. So they've had good quality hitouts, which has been important.
How quickly do you go west? Do you fly tomorrow?
Yeah, we do. We fly out late tomorrow afternoon. So we get in late tomorrow evening and we're straight into sort of hotel quarantine for that first night. We're at Crown Metropole. So the Hawks are currently there. And they'd come out of their 2 weeks quarantine on Sunday. So we're really straight to our rooms. And once they're out on Sunday, we're then bound by the restrictions where we are only leaving the hotel to play that game in the first 2 weeks, which will be against the Swans, and obviously just our training sessions.
So you play the Swans, the Eagles. Will you play the Dockers while you're there as well?
Yeah, we've got both Western Australian clubs. So I think it works out. Apologies, Lauren in the background.
Yeah.
We've got the 6-day break with a bye, which is amazing, and a 6-day break. Funny how it works now. Playing the Swans next Thursday, then it's 10-day break to the Eagles, and then it hasn't come out yet, but our assumption would be it's probably on the following Saturday or Sunday, so a 6 or 7-day break, play Fremantle.
And do you expect you'll fly back to Queensland rather than Sydney after that?
Well, it's looking a little bit that way now. Since we've been up in Brisbane this week, obviously the reason we had to get up because of the restrictions on the Greater Sydney region, but now that the borders are shut to New South Wales and ACT, there's no doubt we'll keep having conversations with Dave Matthews and Tom Harley and others will about the fly-in, fly-out exemptions that do exist for the NRL at the moment. But we've got to do a lot of, with the last couple of days, we've been doing a lot of planning around if that is the case and we are flying back here, what the accommodation could be and things like that, because the reality is, if it is back here, it might be well and truly right through with sort of 4 home and away games to go and then hopefully a finals campaign. So we could be on the road for near on 3 months. Mm.
And we heard, I think it was Alistair Clarkson mentioned, that the situation currently suits probably younger teams. Do you see it that way? Have you seen your younger side, I suppose, adapt to the situation at hand?
Yeah, it's a good question. It definitely does. Like, our group has probably been listening to a bit about the Tigers, how well they've adapted. We were all struggling as clubs to have that connection when we're in our own environments with just the COVID protocols that we're operating under. So we've got greater connection whilst we're away. There's no doubt about it. The young ones, I think they'll be happy to stay away to Christmas. The only ones I've probably got some concerns with, it's a couple of older boys have got families and they're here this week, but they won't come to Perth. But it'll be more for our staff, to be honest. But yeah, the players, yeah, like I said, they're happy to stay as long as it is required.
So, Jace, looking ahead towards tonight, good win last week against, you know, we probably looked at that game and thought it'd be a really good match, but you got the win over Gold Coast Suns. So looking ahead to tonight, and I suppose a reflection on how your season has gone so far, pretty happy with the position you sit in?
We'd always love to be a couple of extra wins in the bank, but the beauty of the last couple of weeks, we're starting to play the style that we know is required to win games of footy in 2020. And it is about, we were struggling, we were very efficient, as you know, inside forward 50, but we weren't taking ground and our ball movement was a bit stagnant and we were going lateral more than forward. So we started to address that. And last week was really pleasing. They're a quality side. And you look at the game last night, the Gold Coast were involved. It was one of the better games we've seen this season. And to be able to get it in there and get a front half game going. So I think it's been all underpinned the last 2 or 3 weeks. So our contest has been back to the level it needs to be. We were just paddling there for a fair while for whatever reason. And in the last 3 weeks, we're sort of back at number one in that three-week period for contested ball. There's no doubt, as we know, you win it in the middle, you win the contest and you get it in there. You can, you know, really squeeze up and try and play more of a front half game.
And a player you've welcomed back, and I know it's not off the back of one player being back in the side, but other players around him can step into probably their more natural role. But Zach Williams, having him back has certainly helped that.
Oh, no doubt. Zach, just because what he does, he's just electrifying with the way he moves and he gets the footy. But he's always going forward. He's rarely going lateral. So that definitely helps. And like even from last week, like Jeremy Finlayson, forward and ruck, but he got really high a few times and he's an elite kick and he really changed the angles a couple of sort of heart and mouth at times when it's 1v3. But he was able to hit those targets and the overlap from that. So there's a bit more dare coming into our game. And the other thing we talk about, just confidence in this game. It just can be there and be gone so quickly. And we were, going back a couple of weeks ago, we were devoid of a lot of confidence with our ball movement. But it feels like there's a lot more energy within the group and that confidence is there to take the game on a bit more.
Jason, good to chat. Give me a number. How many games will Toby Green miss? 1, 2, 3? What do you reckon?
With a 10-day break, I think probably two. He's a fair chance, I think, for that Eagles game. He was doing running mechanics again at training 2 days ago. So it's on the lower scale for a hammy. So hopefully it's over 2.
Fingers crossed. Good on you, Jason McCartney. Thank you. The Giants head of football ahead of tonight's encounter with Essendon. More on AFL Nation next.